Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
New Omicron warnings.
We are issuing a public health alert.
Schools concerned about TikTok challenge.
We have to take every single threat seriously.
Comfort for young tornado victims.
They need to know that their connection to this school is out there walking around.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Case numbers are rising. Lines for testing are longer as the new Omicron variant spins the pandemic into new and troubling territory. CBS's Meg Oliver says the situation has officials from the White House on down considering what to do next.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death.
Though reported Omicron cases have so far been mild, experts warn every precaution should be taken to prevent infection.
If you have a lot of hospital workers, nurses, and doctors, and ICU staff calling in sick at home because they have symptomatic COVID, that's going to really tax an already strained health system.
In Wisconsin, just over 4% of ICU beds are available. And in Nebraska, frontline workers are overwhelmed.
I would just hope that no one else has to experience the things that we've been experiencing.
New York City is now reporting 8,300 new cases a day, leading to long lines at testing centers and pushing some companies like Citibank to tell employees to work from home. In Orlando, Florida, Omicron was found in nearly 100% of the wastewater samples taken this week, just 1 week after it was not detected at all.
The CDC is pushing people to get vaccinated, but is no longer recommending the Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine because of a link to rare blood clots. And last night, the Biden administration asked the U.S. Supreme Court to block lower rulings that are preventing a federal vaccine mandate for health care workers from going into effect in about half the states. The administration says it's urgent because of the likelihood of a winter surge in coronavirus cases. The president won't get his big social spending bill passed in time for Christmas. CBS's Weijia Jiang says it's now on next year's to-do list.
President Biden acknowledged that it would take days or weeks to advance that bill. CBS News has learned that negotiations between the president and West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, a key Democratic vote, were going poorly. Last night, despite having to push back the self-imposed Christmas deadline, Mr. Biden insisted Manchin recently reiterated his support for the nearly $2 trillion plan. It would lower prescription drug prices, expand health and child care, and tackle climate change. But in a blow to Democrats yesterday, a Senate parliamentarian ruled that it could not include new immigration policies like work authorization and deportation protections.
Some schools have canceled classes and many are taking precautions today. CBS's Cammie McCormick says the concern follows a vague and anonymous threat on TikTok about school shootings.
There are threats and warnings.
There is a threat. Stay safe, everyone.
Some schools are shutting down today, others increasing security. This student in San Francisco.
It was like a really popular thing on TikTok, and there were just a bunch of threats, like all over the place.
Whether real or not, this high school principal in Indiana says they can't be ignored.
I think we have to take every single threat seriously. The one time we don't will be the time we regret.
TikTok released a statement saying it's working with law enforcement to look into the threats.
Tens of thousands of homes and businesses still have no power after Wednesday's windstorm in the upper Midwest and Great Plains. Five deaths are blamed on that violent weather. In Dawson Springs, Kentucky, one of the places hard hit by last week's tornadoes, CBS's Lilia Luciano has the story of a teacher who's part of the healing process.
There's diapers, there's wipes, shoes.
Cami King's preschool classroom in Dawson Springs is now an overflow storage space for donations.
My initial thought was, how many students and families are we going to lose?
King, who has been teaching pre-K for nearly two decades, has reached out to every family to account for all of her littles, as she calls them.
Hello, it's Miss Cami from school.
But just the call didn't quite cut it.
They're different. Littles run up and hug you, but you literally feel all 10 fingers squeezing into your back.
Whether they're current students like Zoe or older ones like her mom, Georgia.
So everybody here has been her student?
Yes, except for this one. Except
including mom.
Miss Cami doesn't let go.
And I want them to know that I love them.
Lilia Luciano, CBS News, Dawson Springs.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Actor Chris Noth back in the news with the Sex and the City TV sequel and a Peloton ad that's now been pulled, has been accused of sexually assaulting two women in two separate encounters. CBS's Jerika Duncan says the women's identities were withheld by The Hollywood Reporter, which used pseudonyms instead.
Zoe says in 2004, Noth raped her at his Los Angeles apartment. Zoe says she yelled stop, but he laughed at her. Lily said she went to Noth's New York City apartment in 2015. She says after a night of drinks, he invited her to his home where he raped her. Noth denied both allegations, saying they are categorically false, adding, no always means no. That is a line I did not cross.
Investigators looking into the fatal shooting on Alec Baldwin's movie set in New Mexico have issued a search warrant for the actor's cell phone. Baldwin contends he never pulled the trigger. Instead, the weapon went off by accident. Well, the FDA has permanently eased some restrictions, and now abortion pills can be sent by mail. They don't have to be picked up in person. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
During pandemic, when it was difficult to go to a doctor's office, there was a temporary stay on this, and that you could get these prescriptions through the mail and through pharmacy. And now the FDA has ruled, based on safety data, this will continue.
The move could spark legal challenges and new laws in some states. A federal judge has rejected Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy settlement of thousands of lawsuits over its role in the opioid crisis. The issue is a provision that would protect members of the Sackler family from facing individual legal action. They control the OxyContin maker. The company says it will appeal the ruling and at the same time try to come up with a new plan. There's word of a new tentative settlement between Kellogg's and 1,400 striking cereal workers at four plants. An earlier deal was turned down by the rank and file. This one expands cost of living adjustments that only some workers would have gotten in the first one.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It began in 1921 in Atlantic City. It continued last night in Connecticut.
Here she is.
Your new 100th Miss America is Miss Alaska.
Confetti rained and Emma Broyles cried as she became the first Miss Alaska to win the competition. She takes over for former Miss Virginia, Camille Schrier, who wore the crown for 2 years because of a COVID pause. Miss Maine had to withdraw because of a positive test. The new Miss America, Emma Broyles, says she's a better person because of her flaws, which include ADHD and a form of OCD. The pageant returned to celebrate its 100th anniversary. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A ticket stub for Michael Jordan's NBA debut has sold at auction for $264,000. It was October 26th, 1984, in Chicago, a Bulls win over Washington. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.